everyone. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we are
the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
And as we do every week, we sit here behind these two microphones, me and my pal Rob, and we are your radio pals. We're here to serve you. We're here to talk to you and to help you out with all your troubles, with all your tribulations. Need help finding a job? Need a shoulder to cry on? Need some advice in that romantic life of yours? Call my co-host Rob. He'll fill you in on what you need to do. And here with some comments on sensitivity tonight is my co-host, my sensitive co-host. You are sensitive, Rob, aren't you?
Very.
Okay, here's my sensitive co-host, Rob.
Well, you know, this late afternoon I was driving along and I turned west. And the sun was right in my eye, and I got really angry because I couldn't see because the sun was blinding me, and I couldn't see, and I was saying, curse you, sun, curse you, sun, damn thy soul to hell. But then I thought to myself, you know, that's not what life's all about. And then I pulled over to the side of the road, and I watched that sun set, and I started thinking about my life and the things going on in it, and Chris, I'm not afraid to say that I cried.
Talking about getting the sun in your eyes, we have Carphone Matt on the line. Hello, Carphone Matt, you're on the air with Chris and Rob.
You said call if I needed a job. I need a real job.
Are you currently unemployed, Matt?
No, I'm not unemployed right now, but I need a real job. This job just ain't cutting it.
Well, what kind of line of work are you in currently, and what kind of line of work are you hoping to go into?
And I want to know, how many miles up are you orbiting the Earth?
I'm about 300 miles up. Right now, I'm working security, and I need a real job.
You're working overnight security, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Well, what kind of job would you like? I mean, what turns you on? What do you want to do for a career? What do you want to do for the rest of your life?
I don't know. I think I'd like to be a porno star.
You'd like to be in a porno movie. Do you have what it takes? Do you have the qualifications that
no,
it takes?
No, usually, you know what qualifications it takes?
What's that, Rob?
Someone who hates themselves. Do you hate yourself, Matt? Are you not in touch with your real life and your true feelings?
No, I don't hate myself.
Well, then why do you want to...
I have been blessed.
Well, then why do you want to degrade yourself?
I think he just wants to get laid.
No.
Matt, do you want to degrade yourself, or are you just looking to get laid?
Well, I get plenty of that.
Well, then what do you want to be a porno star for? You want people watching you do it? Is that a turn-on?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Well, I don't know, Rob. Do we have any advice for this creep?
I don't know why Matt just doesn't take out an airplane ad, have them skywriting letters 50 feet big. Look at me. I'm Matt. I have a car phone, and I hate myself.
Sounds like a good deal.
Good luck in your quest for your career, Matt.
You got to be able to take a lot of coke to be a porn star, from what I understand.
You mean cocaine, the white devil?
Right. Right. You got to be able to use it in more places than just your schnoz, too, from what I understand.
In order to keep it up all night?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about that kind of thing because it's offensive to some people.
And this is a family show, isn't it, Rob?
It's very family show.
There's a lot of families that sit around and listen to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, I'm sure.
They sure do. It's like, you know, I watched Rudolph earlier tonight, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and show prep, as part of show prep for tonight's program, so we can relate to the kids, to everyone. Not just the testosterone-fueled maniacs that listen to us, but the whole of the tri-state.
Have I said the phone number, Rob?
749-1444, and you probably have.
749-1444 is the phone number here for this quality family show. We're not going to talk about porn movies anymore. From now on, we're going to talk about sensitivity. And we're also going to talk about transportation, and we're also going to talk about satellites tonight.
We don't have to talk about sensitivity. It's just that a layer of sensitivity will cover each and every topic we discuss. We'll ooze sensitivity. We won't discuss sensitivity. We'll ooze sensitivity.
Are we oozing sensitivity right now?
I'm oozing something, and I might have to change chairs
after
a while.
You better clean that up. Well, we're going to talk about a number of things tonight besides...
I knew you'd talk about that satellite thing. I saw that in the paper, and I'm not bringing that in.
You want to talk about this first?
I wanted to talk about the dead rabbits. You got the rabbit thing?
I got
the... Yeah, let's talk about that. I got the rabbit thing, too. Let's talk about the rabbit. You got the bunny sound effect?
Let me get some rabbit music.
They're killing rabbits by the millions. Oh, boy. You know, that was going to be my gig there for a while. I was going to make those macrame rabbits, and that was going to be my...
Here's your rabbit music.
Those drunken, bloodthirsty Australians those bunch of toothless descendants of convicts. It all started back in 1859. Oh my God, look at the size of that roach! Look at that thing! That thing, oh gee whiz.
That bug was as big as a rabbit. That was a rabbit-sized roach right here in the plush, lovely studios of WAIF. Good thing we have Jim
Good
here to kill
God. That thing had a whole 12-ounce unopened can of Pepsi on his back and was walking around with like it was nothing. So back in 1859 in Australia, sometimes known as the land down under, this Victorian landowner quit eating Vegemite long enough to bring in a dozen wild rabbits. And this guy was going to plug the rabbits. That's the kind of mentality you have over there in Australia. Let's bring in some cute woodland creatures to shoot them. Well, I don't know. The guy got too drunk, fell asleep, probably shot his foot off. And the rabbits got loose and, you know, they did what rabbits do best, which is what Matt would like to do. They bred. And by these dozen rabbits, guess how many they had in 1940, Jim?
A couple.
No, guess, you, Dave, how many rabbits do you think they had by 1940? No.
20 billion.
Lower. 600 million. You guys are in. 600 million. They had 600, these dozen rabbits, I guess six male, six female, I don't know. If it was one female, they met to 600 million rabbits. So anyway, so what'd they do? They bred a certain kind of virus that kills only cuddly, cute lettuce eaters, rabbits, our friends. But the rabbits, being brave, the rabbits being strong and stalwart and valiant, build up a resistance to this virus, as woodland creatures have a tendency to do. And so, they had to think of another virus to kill all the rabbits. And guess what happened, Jim? You don't know, do you?
Nope.
The virus escaped from a biohazard lab. And now, if you drive around Australia, you know what you see as far as the eye can see? The lifeless bodies of little rabbits. The virus is spreading like a plague. No, the virus is a plague. It's the black plague. It's the black plague for rabbitdom in Australia. And there are millions and millions and millions and millions of dead rabbits. At one national park, they counted 850,000 dead rabbits. So you know what they're going to have a problem with next year? Vultures.
Aw.
Because the vulture's going to go crazy now. And what's those little dogs, jackals? The dingo. The dingo ate me baby. They're going to have those dingoes. Those dingoes are going to go crazy. The dingoes are going to go eat, you know, all these dead rabbits. And they're going to have dingoes down there as big as a waif roach, which is mighty big. And the dingoes will run rampant and take over the whole Australian countryside. And it's not going to be a pretty sight. I don't think it's going to do much for tourists. Come to Australia, swim in the water, get eaten by a shark, or wander to the outback and get attacked by a German shepherd-sized dingo. Australia is not looking good, but you know.
They still have Paul Hogan, don't they?
They have Oi, too.
Oi?
The guy, my new one in Georgia, Oi!
Oh, that guy.
You know,
so, you know, Australia's still got those two, and they also have Australian rules football.
Well, you know what struck me when that Oi guy was around, that new energized Oi, that guy?
What struck you then?
To be a celebrity in Australia, you didn't have to have any talent. All you had to do was have a syllable.
Like Oi?
Yeah, I thought that guy had Oi.
Well, like, what's Paul Hogan's syllable?
We could just go, ah! Like, if we wanted to run, we could be the kings of Australia if we, ah!
You think we could be Australia's
Oi, I'm Rob! Ah! They could make a movie, you know. Wahoo Serious Part 2, or Young Frankenstein, what was that, Young Einstein? I don't know what that thing is called. Wahoo's something. But Australia, the land of dead rabbits. You know, they don't like the rabbits, though, because the rabbits eat the food that the sheep want to eat. You know,
the
rabbits.
The number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show is 749-1444. You can give us a call, and we'll put you on the radio and talk about dead rabbits and stuff.
Rabbits eat they eat native plants and eat the farm crops. Basically, they eat the clover that they want the sheep to chew on, would be my guess. And we're going to talk to...
I think you might want to pick that up.
Oh, I want to talk... Hi, you're on with Chris and Rob. Go.
What?
Go. Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Is this Bob?
Maybe. Yes?
Nobody plays games with me, man. Yeah, maybe. The guy doesn't even know his name. Chris, what kind of intelligent conversation were we going to get out of a guy that didn't know his name?
Say the phone number, Rob.
749-1444.
And what should they do?
Call it.
Okay, we'll be right back. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man cub, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around. Oh, ooby-doo, I want to be like you.
Hop-de-ooby-doo-ba.
I want to walk like you,
chip,
talk like you.
Choo-choo, weepy-dee-bee-doo.
You see, it's true.
Shoo-bee-doo.
An ape like me,
scooby-dooby-dooby,
can't learn to be human too. Man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub. Come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you.
Fire. So that's what that scoundrel's after. I'll tear him limb from limb. I'll beat him out. Yeah. Well, man, what a beat.
Will you stop that silly beat business and listen? This will take brains, not brawn.
You better believe it, and I'm loaded with both.
Will you listen?
Oh, yeah.
Now, while you create disturbance, I'll rescue Mowgli. Got that?
I'm gone, man. Solid gone.
Not yet, Baloo!
Up on Roni, up the deep la da 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 known. And I'm a better do sabba do the day, do bum do the days, the bones, the bop bop bobby.
Abba do dee,
will a reap on Naza,
ever do a doy,
will a la bazini,
will a but, will a but,
steeple a do de, will a ha 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 ha. Get mad, baby.
I want to be like you.
Up you.
I want to walk like you.
Talk like you. Doo woo woo. You see it's true. Someone like me. Like someone like me.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And the phone number here is 749-1444. 749-1444 is the phone number. And as I said a little while ago, one of our many topics tonight is going to be transportation. And since we're talking about transportation, we have on the phone a real live air traffic controller live from the air tower in the airport in Knoxville, Tennessee. We have Bob. Hello, Bob. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, Bob. Are you an air traffic controller?
Hold on. Air Force One, continue holding. I got an important phone call. Stand by. Okay. Yes, I am.
Is it a busy night there at the Knoxville, Tennessee airport?
Well, Mr. Clinton's getting a haircut on the tarmac, but other than that, it's pretty slow.
Other than Air Force One, do you ever get any dignitaries flying in through town?
We have George Steinbrenner flies into Gatlinburg all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, not that long ago, up here near Cincinnati, up in Dayton, Ohio, we just had all the Serbians fly in to view the dead alien bodies before they called peace in their country.
Well, I believe that was true.
Believe. Tell us, Bob, how hard is it to land an airplane from the tower?
It's real hard because you can't really reach the rudder very well.
What do you generally do? Let's say the airplane's flying into Knoxville, you get them on the radio. What's a typical conversation between you and the pilot like?
Well, we try to avoid our Beavis and Butthead voices, and we tell them what altitude to descend to and what approach to expect and clear them for the approach.
Who gets more chicks, the pilots or the air traffic controllers?
Well, since the pilots have the stewardesses in the airplane with them, they have the best opportunity.
Do you guys get to wear a uniform, though, like a pilot does?
No, we don't even get any hats.
Have you thought about designing a uniform for you traffic controllers, guys?
Well, they made us wear these paper hats for a while, but other than that, our union got rid of those. You know, we got a strong union.
Aprons? Yeah, well, not too strong. You guys all got fired a few years ago.
Well, that was the old union.
Oh, okay, I'm on that
one
back.
More money now.
Okay, Bob, we're going to have a little fun here with Bob, the air traffic controller from Knoxville, Tennessee. Bob?
Yes,
let's
ma'am.
Pretend like Rob and I are Air Chris and Robin. We're about to land in Knoxville.
Okay.
And you're the air traffic controller. Yeah, and
this will be a lot of fun.
This is going to be a blast.
This is going to be great.
You're going to get us on the radio, and you're going to land us, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we come. We're coming in for a landing. Hello, Knoxville. Here we are.
Chris and Rob.
Hey, look at all those mopeds.
This is a Knoxville approach. Knoxville altimeter is 3004. Expect a visual approach. Runway 23 right.
Okay.
Wind is 350 at 6.
Hold on. We want to go straight for cornfield first.
Well, that's approved, sir. Cancel your IFR.
Hey, can we fly under any bridges around here?
Well, yeah, there's a big bridge right near downtown.
How far away is Dollywood? I want to go look at the mountains, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, there's a couple big hills right near Dollywood. Oh, wait, that's Dolly.
Okay, well, we're coming in for landing. Okay, we're lined up.
506, runway 23 right, you're cleared to land.
Yeah, okay, 23 right, yeah, we see it. We have a visual on that. Hey, what's that dog doing on there?
What?
What's that dog doing on the runway?
Well, haven't you seen two dogs doing that before? You're a pilot, miss him.
Okay, here we go. All right, what gate? Do you tell them what gate to go to also?
I tell them where to go.
Hey, okay, I'm on the ground. Now what do I do?
Turn left next intersection, cross runway 23 left, taxi to the ramp this frequency. Do you have any more questions, sir?
Not really. I think you got us in pretty good. So what's it like down there in Knoxville?
It's pretty stressful.
You know, I heard that they like a lot of country music down there. I heard that some avant-garde musicians like Dr. Vegetable and the Zombie Machine don't go over too well because everybody down there likes country music.
Well, there's a few people that like the Sherlock Homeboys down here, and that's about it.
Who are the Sherlock Homeboys?
I have absolutely no idea. They're just my favorite band name down here.
Where is Knoxville anyway?
Came down here a couple years ago, and they drew 15 people.
Who did?
The Royal Crescent Mob.
That's how many they would draw around here.
Yeah. Maybe 20 there.
So tell me, Bob, the air traffic controller from Knoxville, Tennessee, have you ever been working late one night landing airplanes? Let's say maybe it's even a slow night and there's not that many airplanes around, and perhaps
this
you
isn't
saw,
going to be like a forum thing.
Perhaps you saw a blip on your radar screen couldn't explain. Has that ever happened?
Well, we're really not allowed to talk about it. What's your security clearance?
Highest level. Code gray.
Well, we aren't on the air, are we?
No.
Oh, okay. It doesn't matter. No one listens to your show anyway, does it? Yeah.
If you weren't calling long distance, we'd hang up on you for that.
Well, actually, we are told by our superiors to ignore the mysterious blips.
And how many mysterious blips have you ignored?
I'm not allowed to say, because our leaders are aliens.
Well, thanks for your call tonight, Bob, the air traffic controller from Knoxville, Tennessee, and we hope to hear from you again soon.
And I just want to tell you one thing, Bob. When Ohio State meets Tennessee in the Citrus Bowl, wherever the hell bowl it is, you know that the Buckeyes will come out triumphant
over the cowardly Tennessee Volunteers, the most crooked program in the Southeast Conference.
Well, what I want to say is, go Vols, and I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
Go Bucks!
749-1444 is the phone number. You can call us even if you don't have a high-profile, sexy job like air traffic controller.
Call us even if you're just, you know, a regular dude. 749-1444.
We'll talk to the great unwashed tonight. Tonight only, we'll talk to you people, the cattle.
We talk to these people.
We talk to the cattle every week.
We talk to the cattle every week.
The lemmings.
If they're
the
all,
herd.
If they're all the cattle, flock. Does that make you a steer?
It makes us a shepherd.
No, it doesn't.
We have to lead this flock of sheep to the promised land. I really need one of those windscreens on my mic. I'm popping my peas and blowing everything else.
That's okay. You'll get over it.
I'll pull it back. I'll just move back away from it a little bit. Or I could just peg out all the time like you do.
This is a real exciting night tonight, Rob. This is like one of the most exciting talk shows I've ever been a part of. A little later tonight, we're going to play a tape of Marge Schott.
What?
The real live Marge Schott calling one of those 1-900 party lines. Oh. We have an actual tape of Marge Schott calling a 1-900 party line, which we'll get to in a little bit. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. Also,
so I guess I take it your mother is still working at the 900 party lines and she's still tape recording her conversations.
And we're also going to be talking a little later about transportation and about satellites. So stay tuned.
Yes, please do.
So what'd you think of Bill Clinton's press conference last night or his speech he gave or whatever? All I remember him saying was, we will return fire with fire and then some.
Oh, well, you know, actually...
When he said, and then some, I'm like, man, he's more badass than Clint Eastwood. Even George Bush never said, and then some.
Anyone who threatens the American force, quote, will suffer the consequences. We will fight fire with fire and then some.
When did Bill Clinton become a tough guy?
He's always been a tough guy.
You know what I think is the most marvelous thing about Bill Clinton's presidency is that... He travels the world, he represents America to everybody who's not us, to everybody who's a foreigner, he represents America, and he's a hillbilly from Arkansas.
He's not a hillbilly.
He looks like a hillbilly, and he talks like a hillbilly.
Okay.
He's got the demeanor of a hillbilly.
Yeah, a lot of Rhodes Scholars are hillbillies.
But I think that's a good thing.
You're lost.
I'm saying it has
a lot of
Americana, lot of local flavor.
A guy has a regional accent, you automatically pigeonhole him as a hillbilly. He went to Georgetown Law School. And was a Rhodes Scholar, studying in Oxford.
Well, hillbillies
can
get an education, too.
Oh, whatever.
Hillbillies are allowed to go to school.
A
lot of great hillbillies have gone to school.
What's a... Not racist, ethnicist, dialectist. I don't know what it is. This is what Bill said. He said, quote, in Bosnia, we can and will succeed because our mission is clear and limited, and our troops are strong and very well prepared. But my fellow Americans... No deployment of American troops is risk-free, and this one may well involve casualties. There may be accidents in the field or incidents with people who have not given up their hatred. I will take every measure possible to minimize these risks, but we must be prepared for that possibility. I guarantee there'll be accidents and planes will wreck. And
hello, Betty. You're on the air with Chris and Rob.
Hi, Betty.
Hi. I wanted to get back to the topic about the sensitive man, which Rob is, I suppose.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for noticing,
man.
Betty.
Hey, Betty, have you been listening to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show for a long time, or is tonight your first night?
Don't cut
first
her off,
night.
Chris. That was very insensitive.
I'm asking her a question,
you
Rob.
You cut her off.
You cut me off. That
you
makes
were,
you insensitive.
You were speaking, Betty.
You're not being sensitive here.
I'm sorry.
Betty, who's more sensitive, me or Rob?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Sensitive man Rob.
Thank you.
I want to know what your opinion is. What is a reasonable amount of time for foreplay, being a sensitive man?
As long as she wants.
Which is usually about what?
Half an hour.
You're dating the wrong girls then, Rob. As long as she wants is usually about 6 hours.
Chris,
can just,
what's your opinion on that?
You well, maybe I can just heat them up quicker, Chris. You know, I'm not saying anything, but you know what I'm saying.
Maybe I like to savor the moment, Rob, and I don't just, you know, get it over with real quick.
Well, now that I finally...
Well, what about you, Betty? How long is too long and how long is not long enough?
It's different times. I mean, you know, each occurrence, different times.
I'm asking you the question. Now that I finally have a sensitive man to talk to, I have some more questions.
Okay, I foreplay as long as the prospective partner wants me to.
Okay, well, could you kind of tell me how to cook a quiche?
Okay, well, do you want to make a real crust or did you buy a crust at the store?
I didn't buy anything yet. I wanted to ask you.
Okay. Well, you know, first of all, you know, quiche is full of cholesterol and stuff, right?
That's not good.
That's why they taste so darn good. Because, you know, a crust is basically grease and flour. And what's a quiche? Eggs. And if you want to make it taste really good, bacon. So, I mean, you got to be careful with a quiche. Because they're a treat that should be savored, you know, only once in a while.
All right.
Basically, okay, you get some grease, you get some flour, just a pinch of salt, and you just mix it up till it looks like crust. You know what crust is supposed to look like.
But you said you're going to put bacon in it? That's killing animals. You're a sensitive man, right?
Hold on, Jim is whispering.
My co-host Rob is a sensitive carnivore. And there's nothing wrong with being a carnivore in America these days.
I have Dr. Jack Kevorkian painlessly put out of misery all the pigs I eat.
I'm glad to hear it. Another thing. Can sensitive men admit that Michael Bolton is okay?
Michael Bolton does a lot of wonderful things for charity. Michael Bolton seems to truly enjoy meeting his fans. Michael Bolton seems to truly enjoy playing in all those celebrity and charity softball games. And he's very patient with all the people that want to meet him. And he does a lot of wonderful stuff.
But he ain't no Neil Diamond. I'll tell you that.
Well, no.
I'm almost convinced here. I think there are two sensitive men on the air.
Well, he has no Neil Diamond.
What?
He is not Neil Diamond by any stretch of the imagination.
Michael Bolton can't even wash Neil Diamond's feet.
But that's not important. All Michael Bolton needs to worry about is being the best Michael Bolton he can be.
He's got a little bit of a hair problem to worry about, too.
How many times have you seen Sleepless in Seattle?
More times than I can count, and I cried each time.
Do you like it?
I love Meg Ryan. Anything Meg Ryan's in, pencil me in. First three nights it's open.
Any other questions, Betty?
No.
Rob, can we start asking Betty some questions now?
I aspire to be, you know, Tom Hanks-like.
You what?
I want to be, you know, very Tom Hanks-like. Hmm. I try to be like Tom Hanks. He's my role model.
Kind of like Forrest Gump?
Yes, exactly. Wholesome, simple, truthful, honest, caring, loving, tender, gentle, good father. That's me. But I try not to jizz in my pants.
Thanks for calling.
Tagging the operative word.
Thanks for calling tonight, Betty. And if you call us back next week, we'll ask you the questions.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Did he even do that? I think he did. Did he do that in the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, he did. Okay. Now would be a good time to go to a song.
Well, we're going to go to that. You want to go play that Marge Shot tape?
Okay, go play Marge Shot.
That would be real appropriate right now, I think. Like I said a minute ago, this is an actual tape of Marge Shot calling one of those 900 party lines. You like the sound of the microphone at this station?
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay. So this is somebody taped Marge Shot, the owner of the Cincinnati Reds, Underdog, calling a party line.
Oh, what a night. Hi, O2. How you doing? Okay, all right. Damn. I'm not even going to talk to you tonight. I'm not even... In fact, I'm going to call a party line. That's what I'm going to do. I'm sick of you, dog. Oh, just shut up.
Welcome to the world's hottest party line. In a moment, you'll be given your own personal code, which you can use to enter into one of our private rooms. Please remember this number in case you meet someone and you would like to have a private conversation. Your private code number is...
22.
Oh, 22.
Don't forget this number. You will need it to enter the private room.
That was Danny Dreesen's number.
You are now entering the party line.
This is Marge from Cincinnati. Who's out there?
Oh, you faggot.
No, actually, I'm a lovely lady.
What the hell? Well, where's another lovely lady?
I wish I knew myself.
Hello, bring on the chick.
Hey, I'm here, babe. This is Marge from Cincinnati.
My ass. Oh, what's up, Marge?
How you doing, babe?
Marge. Whoa. How's your St. Bernard?
Oh, it's swell. O2 is just great. Do you have any doggies?
I got a Rottweiler.
Oh, yeah? Well, my dog can kick your dog's ass.
My dog will skunk your ass.
Get out of here! My dog will kick your dog's ass.
Your dog plays baseball better than anybody else in Cincinnati. How's Dion these days?
He's living at my house. Hey, are there any fellas out there that are interested in a rich old broad? What's your name, sweetie? This is Marge.
Hey, Marge.
Yeah, babe.
What's your number?
What's my number? I'm 22. What are you?
I'm 16.
Okay, I'll see you there, babe.
Please wait for the next available room.
Oh, I'm going into a private room.
You are now entering the private room.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing? Yeah, I'm here. What's your name?
Doing okay. My name's Tony.
Hi, Tony. How you doing?
Okay. I'm from Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So how old are you?
I'm 58. 58? Yeah.
24.
You're a younger fella.
You like younger guy?
Oh, yeah, I like younger fellas.
Okay. Are you married?
As far as you know, no.
Okay. So, do you got a number at home? I can hang up and call you at home if you like.
Actually, I'm at the business now, so I can't really do that.
Okay. Well,
Oh, what are we going to talk about then?
Anything you want to talk about.
Oh, yeah? So you like older ladies?
Yeah.
Oh, so what do you look like, babe? Pretty muscular?
Yeah.
Do you play ball?
No, I like baseball.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I guess we got something in common. I love baseball.
Okay. About a 9-inch long.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you swing a sweet stick, eh?
Yeah. I like to make women come over and over, you know, instead of one time.
Hey, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. I hate that one-time thing.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Tony, maybe I'll give you a call in a little while, okay, babe? Well, I'm usually up that late. I'm usually kicking a few back, you know what I'm saying? Oh, so what are you going to be wearing when I call you?
I'll be wearing a jock strap, something like that.
Goodness, that's exciting. I might be wearing a jock strap, too. Or maybe a G-string or something.
Can you take it up the ass, too?
Oh, my goodness. Every once in a while. Usually by accident. You know, sometimes guys get lost down there. Do you like to be dominated by a woman?
Yeah.
By an older woman?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, you're in for a good time, pal.
Okay.
Now you be a good boy until I talk to you again.
Okay.
Bye, Tony.
Is it possible you can call me back at 9?
I'll try to do that.
9 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. Give me a call.
Longer.
Hi, is this the Highway Patrol in Montana?
This is the one in Montana, yes it is.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show in Cincinnati, Ohio. We're on the air. We wanted to ask somebody from the Ohio, or from
Montana.
From the Montana Highway Patrol, how they feel about today's decision to Washington, D.C. by the President of the United States, Bill Clinton. He's a hero. And a hillbilly. And by Congress and the House of Representatives, that came through in a huge majority to abolish the federal speed limit, and how is Montana going to handle this? See if she's still there.
Hello?
Hi.
And the stinking Montana hillbillies.
Let's start this over again. Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we are Chris and Rob. Well, I say we are, but you said we are.
Okay.
We're the Chris and Rob.
Well, here's what happened in Washington, D.C.
What happened in Washington, D.C.?
The president signed a bill to abolish the federal speed limit, meaning that these different states can control their own speed limits now.
You know, they want to dicker around with things like that, but when it comes to real freedoms, they won't touch them.
No.
They won't, like, dropping a drink at age 18, legalizing marijuana. They won't mess with the real freedoms. They'll screw around with this, drive really fast. Big deal.
So Ohio will probably move their speed limit to about 70. At least that's what the proposal
although
the governor is against it.
I mean, you know, out in the big, giant, vast expanses between Columbus and Cleveland, when you're going through nothing, between Dayton and Toledo, when you're going through absolutely nothing, 65, 75, big deal. They still get where you get screwed is when you're going through Lima in the speed and you're doing 70 in the 65 and the speed limit all of a sudden drops down to 55 and there's a cop every exit. That's when you get screwed. It's got to be consistent.
Well, out west, a bunch of states are going to move their speed limits up to 70 or 75. Of course, Montana is the only state so far that has proposed abolishing the speed limit altogether, so that there would be no speed limit at all in the state of Montana.
So you could go like 85 through a school zone? Hi, I want to do 90 in a school zone.
I'm still ringing.
Yeah, we're going to call another state patrol in Montana. Try to get a patrolman on the phone here.
They don't answer the phone too quick out in Montana. You think that, you know, they have so little crime, they'd be right on it.
Probably fighting grizzlies or something.
Yeah. Wow, they are such libertarians out there, they've closed the police department down.
They've even closed the State Highway Patrol in Montana, so who knows what's going to happen. It's going to be chaos. It's going to be chaos in Montana. If you have an opinion on these or any other topics discussed tonight, give us a call here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show at 749-1444. Rob and I are all in support of driving as fast as you want.
Yeah, I think you should be able to drive as fast as you want. No, I don't, because, I don't know, it seems to me like a speed limit is a good idea. Saves gas.
Well, it was originally instituted back in 1974, I believe, as an energy-saving measure.
Well, it saves gas, and it does save gas. And I think it's safer. It's got to be. You're not going to tell me that at age 16, you could safely drive 110 miles an hour, and you can't tell me that you wouldn't try. Jim, you probably did. You probably did drive 110 miles an hour when you were 16, and you probably hit some stuff. You probably killed many people. You probably bounced off more guardrails than a whole city of people have. But that's not responsible driving. I know when I was back in my salad days, back when I was 16.
Your salad days?
If my Pinto would have done 110, I would have done 110.
Why do you call them your salad days?
I don't know.
Because it's before the main course?
Maybe that's it.
Does that make this the main course here, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, is the main course of your life? And
this is just kind of like...
Then when you get your golden Buckeye card, that's dessert?
No, this is kind of like, you know, corn on the cob that gets stuck between your teeth.
Yeah.
What's that? You know, I had the old Pinto, and I got it up to 75 on Gilmore Road one day, and it started shaking like crazy. I couldn't control it. But if it had went to 110, I would have done 110. I'd have drove around just to do 110 on the freeway. It'd be fun. So I think there's going to be some major crack-ups on the freeway.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is...
But in Montana, 749-1444, there's nothing to hit.
Trees.
You can hit a buffalo, I guess.
You got some mountains out there and some trees.
Then you can have a nice buffalo pizza. Oh, that's good. Buffalo pizza, you ever have that?
You bet.
Oh, that stuff was good. But there's nothing to hit. I mean, that's the big thing. Is you can go, you know, I guess between Billings and Butte, there's nobody out there. You go 120, do a few 360s down the middle of the freeway, you're not going to hit anybody. So you might hit a tree and kill yourself, and big deal. Let's talk to Chris. Go. What's up?
Yeah, I was just calling to say about the speed limits. Last summer, I spent in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And in Germany, there are no speed limits whatsoever.
The Autobahn.
On the Autobahn, except when you get in cities. But once you get out of cities, you can drive as fast as you want. And it actually works pretty well over there. Yeah, you do have people going like 130 miles an hour. But 70% of the people go between 60 and 70 miles an hour. And you're allowed to go as slow and as fast as you want. And since there is no speed limit, people just generally stay to the right.
Yeah, but dipwads around here, especially in Cincinnati, have no idea that that left lane is supposed to be for fast people.
Well,
every time you drive on 75 and you get near Cincinnati, you can bet your bottom dollar there's going to be somebody doing 55 right in that left lane. If you're doing 130.
Well, that's just because there is no speed limit, and people think, you know, that's as fast as they can go. And but once there are enough accidents, I mean, yeah, there'll be a few accidents where...
Okay, so how many people do we have to kill before America adjusts to no speed limit?
Yep. I mean...
So with the blood of how many people do we have to pave the highway to greater speeds?
I don't know, but it just seems... Maybe we need better driver education, driver etiquette on the highway, you know, drive on right, pass on left. People can understand that.
Maybe just drive fast when you're in the high-speed lane instead of driving like an old person.
I heard somebody calling on the radio once before on this subject, and they said that they were calling on a car phone. They said that they were going 65 in the fast lane, which is the speed limit, and they were calling in to complain about all the people riding his ass and honking their horn.
Well, he's a bonehead. If you're driving 65, you should not be calling talk shows on a car phone. I'd hope you're concentrate on your driving.
Actually, the truth is that people that call talk shows on car phones, there was an actual study made on this, that the people who call talk shows on their car phones have less accidents than people who don't own car phones. And the reason for that is because they're paying more attention while they're talking.
Oh, bull, they're older. Because there's probably not too many 16-year-olds with car phones. And on the same token, there's not too many 80-year-olds with car phones. There's probably not too many 8-year-olds either. But there's not too many 16-year-olds, not too many 80-year-olds. What you got with the car phone are that your middle-aged grumpy salesman.
Way to go, Rob.
Who doesn't want to wreck the company car.
Way to go, Rob. The government probably spent $50,000 on that study.
And I could have told them all along.
You just blew
the reason is because your average car phone is like a 40-year-old white guy. And those guys, you know, 40-year-old men of all races have less wrecks than 80-year-old men and women and 16-year-old boys and girls.
Well,
so, hey, Chris, it sounds good, but I think implementing it, there's going to be some nasty wrecks.
Well,
maybe not in Montana because, you know, like I said, Montana's big, wide-open spaces, and you probably couldn't get to a head-to-head if you wanted to. But around here, you know, there could be some ugliness.
One last question for you, Chris.
Yeah.
When you were in Germany, were you driving around the Autobahn or were you a passenger?
I drove once on the Autobahn.
How did you find the driving experience?
I found it fun.
Was it Farfignugan?
It was Farfignugan.
Thanks for your call, Chris.
No problem.
Call us again next week. The phone number here is 749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
So what do you think, Chris?
About what? Driving?
The speed limit thing.
I'm all for abolishing the speed limit. You know that. I'm kind of an anarchist when it comes to driving.
Yeah, you've kind of practiced that long before it actually went into effect, too, haven't you?
If you had as many speeding tickets as I have, you'd want them to abolish speeding
laws, but it's
too.
Not just speeding tickets, dude. You get moving violations of all kinds. So don't, I mean, they're going to have, they're not to appease you.
Well, don't think I'm not in favor of abolishing stop signs, too.
You're going to get rid of stop signs, red lights, failure to control laws, regulations, swerving. They'd have to rewrite the whole rule book for
and
you.
Hitting other people's cars with yours? Yeah, I'm for getting rid of all them laws. No laws on the road. How about that? It'd be like the old West.
Just shoot people.
Yeah.
You know what?
Well,
I always,
in California, they shoot people if you're a bad driver.
Well, you know what? I always thought each person should be given at birth, as part of your birthright. You can wax one guy in your life for a freeway mishap.
You think so?
If you get cut off one point in your life, you should be able to just take the guy out. And then, you know, and then they write it down, you know, so you can't do it again. But at one point in your life, you should be able to just, like, eliminate one person. If they cut you off on a bad day, zap. Take them out. Just one.
Well, don't say that we didn't try to call the Montana Highway Patrol, because we sure did.
I don't know why without it done.
They were rude and hung up.
Stupid. What can you call a guy from Montana?
A Montanaite?
I don't know. I mean, you're calling Arkansas people hillbillies.
Montanian?
Stupid sod buster. I don't know. What are they?
Sod buster? Bear lover.
Yeah, bear hugger.
749-1444. That's the phone number down here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. And I say down here because 88.3 is at the bottom of your dial. You can't go no lower than 88.3 unless they had a station in this town at 88.1, but they don't.
They don't?
Not that I know of. Although maybe on a good night you can get a radio station from Indiana or Pennsylvania that broadcasts on 88.1. You know, if that signal's bouncing around up there in the ozone and bounces back down to Cincinnati. But no, we're the bottom, man. It doesn't get any lower than 88.3 FM. This is WAIF in Cincinnati, the home of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
So you've been following the Snoop trial?
The Snoop Doggy Dog trial. It was a thing in the paper about his juror.
You know, here's the deal. Now, I think everybody, no matter what you felt about the O.J. Simpson verdict, and I don't even want to get off on that, but I mean, people who thought he did it, people who didn't think he did it, everybody came away thinking, good God almighty, there's the LAPD incompetent. What a bunch of buffoons, boobs, imbeciles, and morons run that police department.
So what happened to old Snoop Doggy Dogg, the famous
Snoop
rapper?
Doggy. Well, anyway, the Snoop, or as I call him, Snoop. Hey, Snoop. Anyway, Snoop, he's on trial, right, for a drive-by murder case out in Los Angeles, the city of brotherly love.
Did he shoot somebody?
They're saying that he and another dude, I don't know, shot somebody. But this is from an AP story picked up by the Enquirer. During opening statements, Deputy District Attorney Ed Nissen said he couldn't produce the bloody clothes of Philip Waldermerriam, who was killed in a carport. You know why he couldn't produce the clothes? Because the LAPD destroyed them.
What?
The police accidentally destroyed the evidence in the drive-by murder case against Snoop.
How do you accidentally destroy bloody clothes?
Oops. Oh, my gosh. They're on fire. Oops. I don't know. I somehow threw them in the incinerator.
Maybe somebody said, nice duds, and took them to the dry cleaner and took them home.
Or they're like, hey, man, Snoop, see this bullet hole? Snoop put that there. This will be worth something. We'll sell it to the Rock and Roll Hall. Get Dennis Barry on the phone. We'll sell this shirt to a Rock and Roll Hall hole put there by Snoop Doggy Dogg.
There's going to have to be a Rap Hall of Fame somewhere.
No, it'll be right next to that TV Elvis shot.
Oh, okay.
Play that Karen's Kitchen thing.
What Karen's Kitchen?
I don't know. Play the Karen's Kitchen thing.
You want to hear Karen's Kitchen?
We haven't done a PSA and it's been 50 minutes.
Here it is.
I don't know. Get ready for a public service announcement from your friends at WAIF.
Okay, here's Karen's Kitchen, everybody. Let's go.
Tell you how to make quiche.
Hi, and welcome again to Karen's Kitchen from the American Institute for Cancer Research. Ah, November. It's cranberry season, and the sound of the familiar plop as the luscious cranberry sauce emerges from the can. We love the tart sweet flavor. It's an absolute must with our traditional turkey dinner. An equally terrific spread on those day-after turkey sandwiches. In fact, here at the ranch, we serve cranberry sauce with just about everything, from chicken to pork to fish. That's not just because cranberry sauce tastes great. It's also loaded with vitamins A and C, plus those healthy polyphenols. Polyphenols are antioxidant compounds found in many fruits, including cranberries. They make cranberries one more delicious shield against heart disease and cancer. So listen for that polyphenol plop as you open a can of cranberry sauce today. From the American Institute for Cancer Research, wishing you good health, this is Karen Owens.
I love cranberries.
Aren't we sensitive, Rob?
Oh,
just
yeah.
To prove to our listening audience that we are sensitive,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to play a little Duran Duran here. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749.
How does that prove that we're sensitive? I couldn't think of a more callous, rude, brutal, vicious thing to do than play Duran Duran.
Chicks love Duran Duran, man.
Even this one? Sexist one?
This is Rio,
this
man.
One?
This is from Rio. 749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Call the title track.
It's the title track.
Now you sound pro.
You're on the floor now, babe. You're a bird of paradise. Cherry ice cream. You know you're something special and you look like you're the best. Her name is Rio and she dances on the sand. Just like that river twisting through a dusty land. And when she shines, she really shows you all she can. Oh, Rio, Rio, dance across the Rio Grande. I've seen you on the beach, and I've seen you on TV.
James Bond movie, isn't it? A little Duran Duran.
I'm Bond, Simon Le Bon.
We're going to try this one more time here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we have on the telephone now, on the horn, Officer Jim, Communications Specialist for the Montana Highway Patrol.
Hello, Officer Jim. Thanks for being on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Thank you.
So how are things out in Montana?
Montana's nice.
Now, what is the current speed limit on the highways and byways and expressways and freeways of Montana?
The interstate system is 65 miles an hour.
And what will it be tomorrow?
It will probably still be at 65. We have to wait to see what the governor's going to do as far as signing legislation.
How much will it cost to change all the signs from 65 to 75?
I would have no idea. That's handled by Department of Transportation.
How much will it cost in human life?
Well, I think with the increase in speed, we're going to sure see an increase in the number of fatalities that we have in the state of Montana.
I heard that one of the reasons, like, Montana will do this Are you guys going to go to 75, or I heard you're talking about autobahning it and just getting rid of the speed limit altogether?
Well, there's a couple of propositions that are people are talking about. I understand they're going to go back to a 70-mile-an-hour speed limit.
Kind of gradually phase it in?
And then 65 at night that we have, like we have now.
What's this?
Have a daytime and a nighttime speed limit.
How is the speed limit change going to affect your revenues as far as collecting on speeding tickets? Because I know that when it went from 55 to 65, all of a sudden, there's 10 miles per hour you couldn't ticket anymore.
Well, to speak to the revenue, I couldn't tell you how it was affected, but Montana's a wide, you know, a lot of area to cover, and it's a big state, so we saw an increase in, didn't really see an decrease in the amount of speeders. They just seem to drive a little faster.
Yeah, so what you're saying is Miami's Montana's not Mississippi. You're not just hiding behind every billboard trying to bus people.
No, we're not.
Okay. Now, but you don't have a lot of traffic on your freeways out there, do you?
Well, our interstate system, we don't have the traffic that you're talking like in Cincinnati or in a larger metropolitan area, but we still have our share of traffic.
How big is Butte?
Yeah. I'm going to guess Butte about 35,000 maybe.
How big is Billings?
Billings is probably over 100,000.
Those are the two biggest cities?
Billings and Great Falls would probably be the two biggest.
About 100,000 each?
I would say... I'm not sure if Great Falls is 100,000. I'm guessing maybe 80.
Are most of your freeways divided? Like north going one way, south going? I mean,
east and west, north and south. Right. That's correct.
So you have like a berm in between?
Pardon me?
Do you have like
a median in between?
Yeah, median in between.
Yes, we do.
So when you got some 16-year-old kid doing like 110 and he wipes out, he'll probably just like 360 down his own lane and not hit anybody else?
Well, we're hoping, we're hoping they're not driving that fast, you know. You start getting those kind of speeds, you're looking at reckless driving. So yeah.
Now, if it's two lane, like Ohio has a lot of freeway that's two lane, and my personal feeling is that on a two lane freeway, you can never have no speed limit. You definitely need a speed limit on a two lane freeway.
I agree.
If you have three or four lanes, you can maybe make that far left lane, you know, let people do whatever they want to in the far left lane. But if you're going to have only two lanes, you have to have some sort of speed limit.
I think you have to control it. Yeah.
So we're on the same page there. We're singing from the same sheet of music.
Right.
How long have you been a cop?
Well, I'm a civilian.
How long have you been a civilian?
All my life.
Wow. Jim, have you ever been to Cincinnati?
No, I haven't.
It's a nice place. You ought to come out sometime.
I'd like to.
Well, we sure appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about the new speed limit possibilities out in Montana.
Well, we'll have to wait and see what happens.
You guys are going to be the laboratory for the country, and if your freeways run blood red, then the rest of the country's going to back off.
Well, I hope we can still control it.
I hope so, too.
Okay.
All right, good luck.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
We just talked to the Montana Highway Patrol here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show in order to get to the bottom of this thing, man. I'm all for driving as fast as you want. Some people feel that traffic fatalities rise, and there are studies that say that they do. How do you feel about that? 749-1444. And here's my co-host, Rob.
WAIF, Cincinnati, African perspective on the news. You bet, right here on WAIF Cincinnati. 88.3 FM, Stepchild Radio, 8 to 9 p.m. Fridays, an African perspective hour. But right now, it's a Chris and Rob perspective on things, and talking about the new speed limit. Personally, I don't think a lot of cars could go much faster than like 75. Now, I mean, you know, because of all the four cylinders and stuff, you know, going downhill, if you get them up good, they might go 85. You have a load, you know, if you got a trailer behind you, you're not going to go that fast.
Some cars can go 120 miles an hour. I mean, some regular everyday cars like a Benzo, a BMW.
A Benzo.
You know, a Mercedes Benzo.
A Benzo.
A Mercedes Benzo.
Who the hell do you hang out with? A Benzo. You really need to just step back and re-examine the company you keep if you're using phrases like Benzo and playing songs like Rio.
And saying...
It's time for critical self-examination. Get in touch with your feelings, Chris.
I thought I was a sensitive guy.
You're not being very sensitive tonight, Benzo. And a Beamer and what else?
I don't remember.
What do you call a Lexus?
Alexis.
Oh, okay. They don't have a cute name?
Love Chariot.
Do they?
Those Lexuses are love chariots.
Is that what Lexus means in Latin or something?
A Lexus can go almost 150 miles an hour.
Well, I'm sure if you got a, you know, a new Mustang or a new Camaro or a new, hell, a new Ferrari, you'd do 210 and no problem at all.
You're just thinking in terms of that Heap you drive. You think everybody drives a Heap just because you do.
Dude, the Triple F Threat does triple digits, no sweaty bang bang.
No, it doesn't.
No, well, yes,
if you get
it
that thing up to 45, it starts to rattle and shake. Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom,
it
boom,
It does
boom.
That at 25, but you know what? It gets smoother as the speed increases. Oh. By the time you're doing 130, which I've done on more than 10 occasions.